It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, November 21st, 2017. The storyteller of our time, as in any other time, must be an entertainer of the spirit in the full sense of the word, not just a preacher of social and political ideals. Nevertheless, it is also true that the serious writer of our time must be deeply concerned about the problems of this generation. Those are wise words from Nobel Prize-winning novelist and short story writer Isaac Bashevis Singer, born in Poland on this date in 1902. Born to a family of religious Jews, Isaac Bashevis Singer was raised in an overcrowded, poor Jewish quarter of Warsaw. His older brother, Israel Joshua Singer, grew up to be a novelist, and his sister, Esther Kreitman, also became a writer of note. As a youngster, Singer was a voracious reader. Spinoza, Gogol, and Dostoevsky all ranked among his earliest influences. Beginning in 1921, he attended the Warsaw Rabbinical Seminary, where he was provided a traditional Jewish education. Although he was being groomed to become a rabbi like his father, Singer followed in his older brother's footsteps instead, expressing a preference for writing rather than religious leadership. 2 years after enrolling at the seminary, he left to pursue a job in journalism. After a year spent working as a columnist, proofreader, and translator in Warsaw, he emigrated from Poland to the United States, where his brother awaited him. He took a job in New York, writing for the Jewish Daily Forward, a Yiddish newspaper with an immigrant readership. Singer's journalistic pieces were also published in numerous magazines. Despite his success in journalism, Singer's passion for literature would not be suppressed. Soon he started writing short stories on the side. In 1925, he debuted as a fiction writer with the story In Old Age. 10 years after that, he published his first novel. 1950 marked the publication of his first major work, a novel about a family of Jews living in the ghettos of pre-World War II Poland, entitled The Family Moskat. Following its publication, he wrote a string of acclaimed short stories. Among them was one of his best-known works, Gimple the Fool. During the 1960s, his work continued to touch on questions of morality. One of his most recognized stories from the time was Enemies, a Love Story, about the emotional struggle of a Holocaust survivor. His other important novels during that time included The Manor, The Estate, and his memoir, In My Father's Court. His beloved story, The Spinoza of Market Street, also came from this period. By then, a major writer known worldwide, Singer turned toward contemporary topics in the 1970s. In addition to writing memoirs and his first children's books, he produced the novels The Penitent and Shosha. In 1978, he was awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature. In the 1980s, he published The King of the Fields and the provocatively titled Scum, written 2 decades earlier. This one is a culturally rich but oddly uninvolving novel featuring a typical Singer protagonist, a man caught in the contradiction between the dictates of his religion and his sensual desire. Singer continued writing until he suffered a series of strokes, dying on July 24, 1991 in Surfside, Florida. He was 88 years old. His epitaph reads, "His greatest joy was work." I'm J.D. Reeder. And this is the Reader's Notebook for November 21st, 2017. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.